Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Welcome, drinkers.
The Nightmare Collective.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce you to Tom Hill, a seemingly unremarkable individual, with nothing to distinguish him from the rest of us. He appears just like you and me, yet behind closed doors, within the confines of a secluded shed far from prying eyes, lies his chilling secret. And what's even more unsettling? Any one of us can be just like him. Welcome, my friends, to the Nightmare Collective.
Okay, the whole thing comes to $237.89. Oh, okay, here you go. Put all this stuff in the bag and get out of your hair. How you been doing, Tom? I'm doing better. I'm definitely doing better.
What do I need all these tools for? You're doing some work around the house?
Yeah, I got a little project I'm working on. Starting to keep busy.
That's good. I haven't seen you in here since, well,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I gotta get going. Great seeing you. You take care now.
Session 1.
I'm back. Oh, you're awake. You said the stuff I gave you was supposed to keep you out for at least another few hours. Well, don't believe everything you read on the internet, huh? Brought some new stuff. I brought some new tools with me. Didn't feel right using the stuff that was already here. Oof. Looks like somebody went already. Let me empty your bucket. I guess that bag's doing its job keeping you good and hydrated. Before we get started, I guess I should change your IV bag, too. Keep you good and healthy. We've got a lot of work to do. All right. I'll just put the new bag on. All right. Well, I'm pretty sure you figured out what's going on. We're here in the lair of the West Grove Butcher. Funny, huh? I get it. It's a good place to do work in. Secluded. Nobody for miles. You know, it's funny. I've thought about this for a long time, and I'm not sure where to start. What do you think I should start with? See, there was a Makita drill already here, but I'm more of a Milwaukee guy myself. Saw Seth at the store. I haven't seen him in a long time. It's been a long time since I've been, you know, out and about. He looked good. Seemed surprised to see me. I don't think he'd seen me since before. Well, you know, anyway. Damn, I'm not sure where to start with you. Well, this is our first session after all. One, I hope, of many. You know what? Let's start with an old classic. Let's start with the fingernails. What do you think I should use? Let's see what we got here.
You can wiggle all you want. You're not getting out of there. Let me just see what I... Let me see what we got here. Oh, I'm overthinking this. Pliers. Okay. Guess we should get started, huh? Nope. Okay. A little piggy there. Oh. There's a lot more blood than I would have figured. Let's go for the second one. What am I doing? I can't do this. I can't.
Session 2.
Yep. Hey there, sunshine. Sorry about earlier. That was kind of embarrassed about that. Nerves, you see. You know. Don't worry. I stopped off, and you see, I'm a little bit three sheets to the wind. That'll help me work a little more efficiently. What to do next for our second session? It's weird to call them sessions. I'm trying to stand with ceremony, as it were, as that's how it was been done before. Since we're talking about torture. You know, it's a funny thing. If you've ever been to, what the hell is it called? Oh my God, what's it called? Medieval Times. Medieval Times, you go there. It's a family chain of restaurants. Have you ever been? Well, I went there a while back, and they have this room, this room outside of the main, you know, place where the horses and the knives and the swords, whatever they do there at the show. And they have this room. It was just like medieval torch device. Always kind of blew me away that this was in a family restaurant. The pear. Can I explain to you about the pear since I got you here? Okay, the pear is like, it's called that because it's shaped like one, right? Shh, shh, I'm talking. Shh. And you make it red hot, and there's a gear mechanism inside of it. And you place it in a not so nice place, and you turn the gears, which spreads the pear open, destroying everything inside you. Gonna be a little bit of an anticlimax, though, because you saw how badly I did with the fingernails. But going through things, I think burning would be great for our needs right now. That I can handle right now. So, got my little torch. And let's heat this sucker up. Don't go nowhere. Don't go anywhere. He's not good though. All right. That's red. I guess I'll just... Thighs. Oh my God, it sticks. Ew. All right, across the forehead. No, don't pass out. Don't pass out. Hey. Don't pass out on me. You fit as a fiddle. Oh, bottom of the feet. Bottom of the feet. That's gotta suck. I'm sure you'll let me know. Hey. I think I'm getting the hang of this.
Session 3.
There you go. All right. So that was waterboarding.
Not trying to do many structural things to you to the end, of course. I mean, that's how it was done, right? That's how the West Grove Butcher did it, didn't he? One of the things I found here was this very informative journal that the West Grove Butcher kept, detailing his methodology and whatnot. Funny thing is, it was typed. How professional. Curious, having just experienced that yourself, do you think it was right that our military was using it? Me and Jessica would always argue about it. The day she disappeared, we had a stupid fight. Stupid fight. We made a vow early on never to go to sleep mad, but she never came home that night. It's the West Grove Butcher found her. The night you found her. Wake up. All right. I guess that'll do it for today, then.
Final session.
We went bowling on our first date, which is so weird, because neither of us could bowl. She picked it. I did not have a good showing. I think she beat me. But there was this one point where she was going up and she fell on her ass. She just completely wiped out. She gave this little like grimace, like, ooh. I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her then. And that's how I thought it was going to go. Until the West Grove Butcher claimed his 12th victim. When she disappeared, of course, I was questioned. They always question the husband. You've watched the first 48, I imagine. I wasn't right for a long time. I mean, I guess you could say that I'm still not. The police gave up trying to find the killer. I didn't. I'm not going to bore you with how I figured out it was you. It took a lot of dead ends and a lot of false hope. But I knew once I found you, I knew what I was going to do to you. Is this what she would have wanted? I don't know what I'm doing. I thought this would make me feel better. I thought this would somehow balance the books or something, but I'm not you. The fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? You know what? I'll take the gag off. Go ahead. Get it out. This is all a big misunderstanding. You shut the fuck up. How do you think I found this place? I followed you here. I just want to know why. Why? 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 Jessica never did anything to you. And you tortured her. And you killed her. You killed her. Why?
Did you ever see the movie Halloween?
What?
My dad took me to see it when I was a boy. And there's a scene later in the film. There's a scene after he stabs Bob, Linda's boyfriend, where he just looks at the work he's done. And I'll never forget the feeling of, right, right, that makes sense. All I know is the only time I feel like I'm actually living is when I'm killing. I don't have a better answer to you than that. So what do we do now?
I'll call the police and tell them everything.
You've got to finish this.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Maybe this will help you. You like Shakespeare? Wherein I did not some notorious ill, as kill a man, or else devise his death, ravish a maid,
or plot the way to do it, accuse some innocent, and forswear myself. Set deadly enmity between two friends. Make poor men's cattle break their necks. Set fire on barns and haystacks in the night, and bid the owners quench them with their tears. Oft have I digged up dead men from their graves, and set them upright at their dead friends' doors, even when their sorrows were almost forgot. And on their skins, as on the bark of trees, have with my knife, have with my knife, carved in Roman letters, let not your sorrow die, though I am dead. Tut, have I not done? I have done a thousand dreadful things, as willingly as one would kill a fly. And nothing grieves me heartily indeed that I cannot do it 10,000 times more. You want to pick up the knife and finish this? Finish this. Shut up. Shut up. You finish this now.
You shut the fuck up! You shut the fuck up!
That's it.
This is the police! Put down your weapon!
Put down the weapon, motherfucker!
Put down the weapon! Put down the weapon!
No!
It's been over a year since the serial killer, the West Grove Butcher, was shot and killed by police. It all ended here in this secluded shed, where police, acting on a tip by local store owner Seth Baker.
I couldn't believe it. When he came into the store and the things he bought, buying the things he bought, knowing what happened to his wife, I just felt it was my duty to report it.
The butcher, who we now know is Tom Hill, whose own wife, was one of the 12 victims, was about to claim his 13th. That is when, in a miraculous turn of events, the police, who had been tailing Hill, rushed in and brought an end to his grisly crimes. Upon entering the gruesome crime scene, where Hill had tortured and murdered so many, officers were confronted by a knife-wielding Hill and were forced to open fire as he lunged at his most recent victim, Hart Williams. Hill was pronounced dead at the scene. Mr. Williams was rushed to Our Lady of Mercy Hospital in critical condition and was not expected to survive. But this is a story with a happy ending. After over a year of undergoing multiple surgeries and rehabilitation, Mr. Williams has made a full recovery and is finally going home. He joins us today in studio. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on. There's so many people to thank. Of course, the doctors who helped me, got me through this. And of course, the police who found me that day. And my lovely wife and children who stood by me this entire arduous time.
Mr. Williams, are you happy to put this all behind you?
I just want to get back to living.
Sessions was written and performed by Frank Bonacci. I'm Christopher Feinstein, and this is the Nightmare Collective.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.